This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Action Heating and Air, Darien Pharmacy, Southern Hardware, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And now, here's your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. The segment of Buccaneers Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer. Coach Tony, man, it's good to have you on the show tonight. And we're coming off a tough game there Friday night, coach. A winnable game, nothing at the half. The kids playing hard, Tony. Nothing to be ashamed of. Now, give me your opinion on the game Friday night, Coach Tony.
First of all, thanks for having me tonight. Secondly, I agree with you. It was a tough game. 0-0 half could have been anybody's game. Mm-hmm. We had a few opportunities early in the game to maybe get some points. You know, defense was, you know, producing some turnovers early, giving us some good field position. We just quite weren't able to, kind of ran into the old penalty bug again. Mm. And, you know, just some similar mistakes we've been, you know, making. But that game was a winnable game all the way in the game. I mean, it was 14-7, and we had a chance to get the ball back. 3rd and 15 and let them get a first down on us. You know, we had I feel like the way we're starting to get some full offensive, if we could have got the ball back, I felt good about going down the field and trying to score to tie that thing up.
Yes. And Tony, I'm gonna tell you, here's my opinion on the game. The offensive left the defense on the field too long and the defense got worn down. Because we had opportunities, like you said, coach, but that same little penalties ran ahead up again Friday night. And we had to play behind the sticks opportunities, and these things hurt us, Tony. And I thought we almost had these things worked out, but I'm proud of the boys. They fought hard and they hung in there, and there's nothing we can say too bad about that game.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Anytime you play 120 plays in a game, including special teams and defenses on the field for 75 of them,
wow,
they're gonna wear down.
Oh yeah,
and you know, especially when you're playing a 3A team with 75 kids.
Yes,
honestly, they're bigger than we were up front.
A lot bigger.
And eventually, you know, the pound and the wear and tear takes over, and it, unfortunately, you know, the fourth quarter, I think it made a little bit of difference. We weren't able to blow stuff up as well as we were early in the game, but also they made some good adjustments too. And just we had a few times we had them bottom up, and the backs ran through the arm tackles. But again, that a lot of that could be to wear and tear the ball game.
Yes. And Tony, you know, not making excuses, Josh Jamison didn't play Friday night, and that hurt us too, Tony.
Yeah, that made a big difference. I mean, he's, you know, the leader of our defense.
Yes.
Our middle linebacker. I mean, you know, anytime you're facing a team that wants to run a lot of power and ISO at you, the guy who usually fills that up is your middle linebacker.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Being that he is one of the strongest players on the team, if not the strongest. You know, he's got a 505-pound squat.
Wow.
I mean, you'd love to have a guy like that in the middle, you know, fitting it up.
Yes, sir. And but Tony, you know, I look at these little guys, you know, you put guys on the field that wanted to play. And I'd rather have 11 of those water guys that want to play than have 11 superstars on there that don't want to play, you know? But I tell you what now, I was very proud of that defense, the way they hung in there, Tony. Like you said, the offense put them in a bad position, but they fought hard. They maintained their composure against a big old 3A school. And they had this one big receiver, Tony. He was a pretty good little athlete, that receiver.
He was. I mean, anytime you face a team and, you know, their number one receiver is 6'7", and he's committed to the University of Auburn in basketball, you just know what type of an athlete he is. So, we had to be true to him. We had to make sure we had a man in front, a man over top, which anytime they put him out there, it took one guy out of the box.
Because
we couldn't, you know, leave our corner who's 5'8", on a guy 6'7". You're just asking for trouble.
That's right.
So, you know, just his presence alone. I mean, he only had two great catches, big third down catches, but his presence alone made us take a guy out of the box, which softened up the run a little bit.
Yes, it did. Now, Tony, let me ask you this. How many rushing yards did Brantley have Friday night in the game? Did you keep a record?
To be honest with you, I don't have the final total in front of me. I know they ended up having a decent amount, but they had to work for everyone.
They had to work for everyone.
I mean, I know they had six. I know they ran the ball 65 times Friday night.
And, Tony, that's what I'm getting at. Your little defense held them that whole first half and shut them down. And you have to be proud of you guys, Tony.
Yeah, we did good. I mean, other than it was what you see looking at, other than maybe a couple, two, three runs, most of the runs were all under 3 yards. And we had six tackles for loss.
Okay.
I mean, so we were getting after it. It's just a matter, like I said, you know, play a course of the game, you keep playing with fire, eventually fire's going to burn you.
It's going to burn you.
And it did later in the game.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Tony, another thing. Special teams, we always do good on special teams. And a lot of people are scared of our speed. They want to kick that ball away from us, but special team always put us in good field position, Tony. Your coaching staff do a great job on special teams.
Yeah, we start out every day. We start every day stretching, and we'll put our skill guys into a little throwing motion, and then we go right into special teams. And we just pull the guys from individual groups as we're doing special teams and make sure somebody's doing something.
Yes.
But we work special teams every day. I mean, we literally work punt team every single day.
And it shows
up. It's very important. You know, you're trying to play field position, especially when you're a younger team and you're looking for any advantage you can have. The one advantage that we have is our punt team. We're able to help a field position a little bit. You know, offensively and defensively, we aren't where we want to be, from a physical standpoint of being where we want smash mouth wise. But I feel like punt team we can control. So, we work extra hard on that because it's a big part of the game.
And you got to give a big shout out to Seth Maxwell. The young man, Tony, from last year to where he at today, man, it's a great big part of your football team. And he does a great job for you.
He does. He works hard. You know, he punt. I remember when I first got here in May, he asked me, he said, "Coach, I kicked. Do you want me to punt this year, too?" I said, "I'd love for you to punt here this, too." So I really didn't punt much last year.
Right.
I said, "We'll work on it." You know, we worked on a couple things, and I know he's got his own kicking coach he works with, too. It's made a difference. I mean, his punts – I mean, we haven't had a punt return more than 3 yards all year, because when he kicks it, and we've actually had our opponents have muffed two punts just because he kicks so high. We've done a good job covering it.
Right.
And his kickoff, he's got six touchbacks on the season, too.
And Tony, that's unheard of at McIntosh football.
And he's perfect with extra point. I mean, honestly, our plan coming into this thing, when we got here, and being a defensive guy, we want to get to the point eventually. Obviously, we're not there now. You can look at our game.
Right.
We want to get to where we are a physically imposing defensive football team.
Right.
And the best way to do that is to have great special teams.
Oh, yes.
If we can get where we're kicking off and they got to go 80 yards on us, that's what we want. And when we get to where we're punting the ball and pinning them deep and making teams move the ball on our defense, we're eventually where we're going to get. It's going to be very tough for people to come in here and play football with us.
But, Tony, I can tell you this. From the open, limited game to where we're at now, it has been a big improvement. What you say, Coach? What you think about from limit to now, game five, where you think you have made a lot of improvement? What you say?
I definitely think more. I think, we've got better in our schemes. Mm-hmm. We're not making as many mistakes. Mm-hmm. And obviously, offensive-wise, the more you can do, the quicker it hits, the better you're going to look.
Right.
Defensively, our biggest thing early on, we're learning new defense.
Sure.
It may be a little more complicated than what they're used to, but they're doing a great job with it now. But I think the biggest thing we've improved on is the first thing, alignment. Second, we're more physical.
Sure.
We're more physical than what we're currently
learning.
And I think,
Very much.
I think the weight room's starting to pay off a little bit, and our guys are starting to get, get a little bit of swag with it.
Yes.
They like to hit. They enjoy hit. We get out on Fridays, and we take pride in, coming up and hitting people. Regardless of the score, we try to hit for the whole entire game. So.
Yes. And I like the shoulder pads, man, were popping out there Friday night. And, both teams were hitting. I heard Brantley been laying some licks, and we were laying some licks. And that thing was nothing there right at the half, Tony. And we come out the second half. Did we get the ball to start that second half, our coach? Or did they got the ball in the second half? I can't remember.
We got the ball. We got a penalty on the kickoff return, which we had got field position. We had to get to the 35, and then it got moved all the way back into the 10.
Right.
And then we got 5 yards on the first play. And then, of course, we got a holding penalty. Mm-hmm. So the next we're back inside our own 5-yard line. We went from having good field position. Those are just things you can't do when you want to win ball games.
Can't do it.
And then especially when you're trying to control field position, which luckily we were able to punt out of our end zone and still punt in the 50-yard line.
Yes.
So we were able to, get a little bit of field position back, not where we wanted, but we felt like we had a good plan coming into out of the half to go move the football.
Right.
But when you get back-to-back penalties, it's tough.
It hurts. And but like I say, Tony, the guys hang in there. I'll tell you what, Dalton is throwing the ball very well. And little Johnny Cummings, man, him and Anadol Lodge Ellison, and I can't say much about those young men, did a fine job. Run the ball hard. They those tough, hard-nosed little football players, Tony, and you should be proud of them.
Yeah, they did a good job. Dalton's coming a long way. Basically with him, his biggest thing early on is learning the offense. And there's one thing between learning the offense and feeling comfortable with offense. You have to know as a quarterback, you have to know what everybody's doing.
Yes.
So if you come up and look, okay, I want to throw the slant to Z. Well, it's covered. I got to know where I'm going next.
Yes.
And he's starting to get to the point where we can do that. And I thought we did a good job Friday of singling Johnny up, tagging some plays to Johnny. Mm-hmm. Because if anybody we play guards him one-on-one, we're going to get him the ball.
Get the ball.
Especially if we're struggling to run the ball, we're going to spread him out and find a way to get him the ball.
Yes.
And we were able to do that.
Made a big play on that. More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show with the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the McIntosh Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenley Palmer. The segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Action Heating and Air. Coach Tony, we was just talking when we was off the air about, you know, being one man down and getting every kid into practice and making sure that next guy is ready, Tony, because you're only one play away from that kid coming on the field. Be ready to play, and I like the way I watch you practice. I like the way you get these kids prepared and ready to go.
Yeah, we try to do a good job. You know, we make a practice schedule, obviously, daily, and we try to stick to it. And within our practice schedule, we have periods to get younger kids reps, backups. We're not just going 11 versus 11. We're trying to rep 15 to 17 guys and team, trying to – because you never know. I mean, unfortunately, we've been in the position all year – starting from a Liberty County game where we've pretty much lost a player or two every single game.
Every single.
So guys have had to step up, and, you know, too. And plus, you know, we're trying to get these guys ready for JV, too.
Yes.
You know, JV's going to Wayne County on Thursday. So we're just trying to get as many guys reps. Like you mentioned, we never know who's going to be called on Friday, because pretty much every game we've had to throw somebody
that's
out.
That's right.
So.
And little young pups, too, Cody.
Well, we're very young. I mean, we started Friday. Our two of our three linebackers are either a sophomore or a freshman.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's
ain't too many teams in the state would say that. A lot of coaches don't like to start freshman, but you have to do what you got to do, Tony. But I'll tell you what. But like I said, I like the preparation. I like what you're getting them going and how you keep them going. You know what I mean? And so that's the main thing, getting everybody ready. You never know when your number's going to be called. So, where we at, Tony? 12. Okay. Yeah. But my thing is, Tony, like I said, man, at any point there, we were just a play away from two for taking the lead in that game Friday night. And you know, they were bigger and stronger, but not, I mean, we matched that step to step, script to script right there, starting out in that first half, Tony. We was right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, like as you mentioned, they were bigger than us. They had 75 kids where we, you know, had a healthy 37 kids. I mean, we got 45 on the roster, but a healthy 37 who was able to help. And it made a difference in the game we're on. But when we were going at them, we were going head to, they weren't more physical than we were. They were bigger, they were stronger, but our kids played just as hard. And I thought, you know, especially the first half, we won the physical battle.
Oh,
front.
Yes, we did.
And they started to get a little bit things going in the second quarter. I feel like we made some great defensive adjustments the second half, started hitting some things in the mouth a little bit. And it's just kind of one of those things. I feel like through the first half, I just kept waiting. I thought we were going to get the ball and go score because we were in plus territory a couple times. And we'd get some yards, but the next thing, we're going back the other way. And almost got a point where every time we do something, I'd turn around just to see if there was a flag.
Right.
Because it was just we couldn't get out of our own way early on.
Right. And, Tony, like you said, you know, I know it was very aggravating with the officiating, but you can't let the official dominate your game. You still got to go out and play. And you got to tell the kids, look, man, we got to work through these bad calls, and officials made them. We got to live with them, but we got to continue to play, you know?
Yeah, it's just like what we tell our kids with all the injuries we've had. We do what we control. What we control is what you can do as an individual person in the team scheme.
Right.
Regardless of what 11's out there, regardless of who we're playing, regardless of what the officials are calling or not calling, there's nothing we can do about it.
No.
It's just got to continue rolling with the punches and just play our best game that we can.
That's all we can do, Coach. I was just looking at the your little linebackers, like you said, very young, but these guys fill in and step right up. They're telling me lots of time, we put that up on the box and say, look here, beat us with the pass if you can. And I like that. Sometimes, Coach, you have to, number one, you got to stop that run. You got to get physical. You got to master physical calibility. And we can do that, Tony, sometime in the trenches. That's where the ball game is won.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, one of the main reasons why we've really tried to concentrate on the strength, because that's where we feel like that was a major area that we were, other than experience. Experience was definitely the first thing that we were really lacking. Right. But we can't control experience.
No.
We can control getting bigger and stronger and trying to get better at what we do.
Yes.
Experience comes with just getting out there on Fridays. Oh, yes. And we can rep these guys in practice as much as we want, but until we put them out there against an opponent, it's a different thing. I mean, Calvary's lined up 2 weeks ago with the kid going to Georgia Tech, 6'5", 270 pounds, line up on my 13-year-old defensive end.
Woo.
I mean, that's tough. That's but tough. We didn't back down.
We didn't back down. And we played tough. We played tough. You listen to the MCN Coaches Show on Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Tony, we got the Brandon County game behind us. Now we got an old rivalry we've been playing for years, Savannah Country Day. What kind of problem do Country Day present to you Friday night, Tony? What kind of offense they run?
Oh, offensively, they want to get tight, go double tights with a sniffer, and run the football. Right, I mean, they will spread out and throw it, but they have a Division I defensive end. I feel like we keep saying that because I feel like we play one every week.
Oh,
he's a junior. He's a good ball player, and he'll come over on offense
and
play that up back. And he's a lead blocker, and he puts it in there pretty good. They're a little young on offense as well. They return 9 starters on defense from last year and 2 on offense. But offense, they want to line up and basically run right at you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, like I said, they will throw a little bit, but if it's up to them, they're going to line up double tight formation, 2 back, 2 tight end, and run right at us.
And, Tony, let me tell you something. Mostly every team don't want to put the ball in the air because the percentage, that smash mouth football, the team that dominated the offensive and defensive line, don't turn the ball over. They won that ball game 9 out of 10 times. And you've been around football a long time, Tony. Most coaches like that smart football.
I do. I mean, one, it's football is a physical game.
Yes.
And generally the team that's more physical
is
going and executes the best will win.
Right.
And anytime you can get out there and by running the football, you control the tempo of the game. And that's what we want to do. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't really get the run game going this past week, so we had to air it out a little bit more than what we normally like.
Right.
And again, going back to what you said about the biggest thing that presents us against this team Country Day Friday night, their defensive line is their best unit. I mean, they're both their defensive ends stand over 6'4", 250 pounds.
Wow.
They're big, long kids.
Yes.
They got a big old 280-pound nose tackle who also will flip over and play some tight end. They're big.
Yeah.
And we feel like if we can attack them and get through that front line,
right,
we'll have a chance to make some plays. But it starts up front.
You know,
and it happened in the Calvary game, too. Think about it. When we were able to get a play going, we were able to get yards. But a lot of time, we couldn't get through the line.
Couldn't get through the line.
Once we got through the line, plays were opening up. It's going to be very similar on Friday night.
Well, Coach, let me ask you this. Do you think about trying to put some screens and some other things in there and just try to just change things up a little bit and kind of get them off guard there this Friday night? Or you just going to try to play smash mouth football, or you want to keep the game plan to yourself and not to give away so much information?
I will say, you know, ideally, what we hope for is play smash mouth ball, but we also this week, based on how they play, we have worked on some misdirection type stuff to hopefully if they're just coming that fast, hopefully we can slow them down a little bit. Without, you know, getting too in depth of what we're doing. But we have worked on a few things to try to counteract a fast defense front. Anytime you play a fast flow defense, they're gonna counter you.
Yes.
And I feel like we're trying to be a fast flow defense, and Brantley's adjustment Friday night was to start running some counter on the back of the power to slow us down a little bit. And they changed the snap count and got us to jump.
Got us to jump a bunch of times.
Because we're fast flow.
Right.
But you can be fast flow, but you gotta be disciplined. And this team Friday night's fast flow, but they're very disciplined.
And Tony, I'm gonna tell you about Country Day. These private school teams do not make a lot of mistakes. They do not beat themselves. They want to eat up the clock, control the ball game, keep your offense on the side, and that's the way they want to try to come in here and win this thing on Friday night, Tony. So we're going to have to get physical with them. We're going to have to tough it up and suck it up and stop that little dive or whatever they student body right, student body left, dive. We're going to have to stop that Friday night. I mean, don't you think, Coach?
That's the plan. We're going to have to come out and hit them early. You know, let them know that, you know, get ourselves adjust the game, let them know that they're not showing up to play, you know, with them being 4-2, they're not showing up to play an 0-5 team, a bad 0-5 team.
Yes, sir.
We're an 0-5 team that's hungry, and we're hoping to come out Friday night and let them know. We've been preaching that all week. Come out and get it to them right off early.
Yes.
Let them know we're ready to play.
Yes. We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks!
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. The segment brought to you by Darren RNX. Coach, we were just talking about the Savannah Country Day team coming in here Friday night. And, you know, Country Day have been playing football for a good while, and it's an old rivalry. Anytime Country Day, we see that Hornets uniform, and they see that Buccaneer uniform, these guys hungry to, anytime they can beat us, Tony, that's their season. And we want to win Friday night. And like we were saying, you know, these guys will come fully loaded and ready to go. So we're going to have to jump on these cats quick. Don't make mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. Don't drop offside. We got a good drive going, Tony. We got to stay ahead of the sticks. And we want to keep their offense on the sideline and play Buccaneers, smash them on football, and try to get a lead in this thing and try to play ahead and not behind this time, Coach. What's your opinion on that, Tony?
Well, yeah, you hit right on the nail on the head. That's what we've been preaching all week, is that we're going to get a confident football team coming in here Friday night.
Yes.
A team that fully comes in and expects to manhandle us up front and win the game. But we're hoping to have a different side of that story. You know, we want to come out, we want to make them beat us. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We can't lose this game early.
No.
Get with them early, you know, and hopefully get a leader. I love to play ahead of someone, man, because the way our defense is starting to come on, if we can get ahead of somebody, and then that limits the play calling.
Yes, sir.
When you have a lead, you're able to call a little bit more stuff. But we want to get, hopefully we can come out, make a big play or two early, get a lead, get the home crowd behind us, which the home crowd has been great this year,
very good.
We're hoping we can get out there and give them even more of another reason to cheer. And plus, you know, our kids are hungry. They're tired of losing. I mean, I tell them every day, we are working hard enough to win football
games.
We are just not there yet.
Right.
And I'm hoping that once we get there,
the
whole point is, what I told them, once we get there, we're going to stay there.
You will know.
We're not building this up to win three here, four here, three, back to three.
No.
We're going on uphill hill from here.
Right.
And it's going to continue. We're doing the right things to be continually successful, not just a one-year thing.
Right. And Tony, like you said, I agree with that, Coach. You want to build for a long term, not for a short term. You know, and all that takes hard work, dedication, and the way you getting this thing going, motivating the kids, and don't let them quit, regardless of the score, Tony. Your football team come out and compete, and all that start with you, Coach Glazer. Nobody, they ain't gonna look at nobody else.
Yeah.
But things go wrong, Tony. Oh, it's Tony's fault.
Yeah.
And look here, if that middle linebacker mess up, that safety miss a busted play, that's gonna be. Hey, Tony, what's up with your defense, man? But you know, but your coaching staff been great, Tony, supporting you, and everything's been going good. And you know, but like I say, Tony, let's keep working hard, man. And, you know, don't let these guys quit. Don't let these guys quit. Let them keep working. And, man, we'll be all right. But like I say, Tony, we have to put the hammer down on Country Day, starting out early, fast, jump on them, and say, look, guys, we here to stay. We ain't going to back off. And if you want this ball game, you're going to have to take it. So if we can do that, we'll be all right. All right, where we at now, Tony? Okay, and then as long as we can do that, Coach, we'll be fine. But I'm going to say this right here. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Tony, we're back on the air, and we're about to wrap the show up here. And I would like to know, are you pleased with practice Monday and Tuesday? Has the kids been working hard the last 2 days to get ready for this game on Friday night?
I believe so. You know, just to kind of touch back on what you mentioned a few minutes ago about, you know, when things go wrong, it's going to be our fault. As me as a coach, I'm head of everything. And I fully accept that. You know, I was told a long time ago that your team's demeanor and the way they play is based off their head coach's demeanor.
Yes, yes.
And I feel like, you know, our kids are playing hard. And right now, that's all we can ask for. If we're not producing like we should, then put it on me. Right. Don't put it on my coaches. Put it on me. You know, we're working hard to get those boys good enough to win.
Yes.
We're getting there, just not there yet. In terms of, you know, practices a week, I feel like, you know, especially coming off a tough loss, I thought we've had two great days.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was a little worried coming out Monday that we'd kind of be in the dumps a little bit. That was a tough one Friday
tough
night.
Ball game.
It was tough. The kids really wanted that one, as they want always.
Yes.
You know, sometimes some mean more than others. And it was a tough physical game, too. But our kids are ready on Monday. They're focused. They're ready to get back out there and just continue to show what we're working on, which is growth, and that eventually we're gonna catch somebody off guard.
Oh, yeah. And Tony, Friday night will be a great night to do that. You know, this is homecoming. It should have a big crowd. The team should be hype. The coaches should be hype. Community looking for. I tell you what, man, homecoming normally bring everybody but their grandmother out. Everybody will be here. So I hope your team come out, Tony, Friday night, ready to go. Let's try to get a lead on these guys and play hard. Don't turn the ball over. And I think we'll be all right, Coach.
Yeah, I think our boys are focused. And I think we're going to come out there Friday night, and we're gonna be ready to rock and roll early on, and I'm hoping we can get out there and, you know, force our will early on, and like you mentioned, come out and make a big play to get our I think we're a confident team, to get our confidence even on another level.
Yes, sir.
Let
yes.
our guys for sure know, hey, we can play with these boys.
Yes.
We can beat these boys.
Yes, yes. Thank you for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. Have a good night, and we signing off.